The reading that follows is an entire chapter in Volume 2 of Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged. Each devotional is followed by the next one. This sound marks that change. You can download this chapter as a whole unit and listen as you exercise or walk or drive. My teaching is not my own, listening to the Holy Spirit. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me." John chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. Here, Jesus explains that God is the author and source of everything he teaches. I confess this truth as I write these words. I praise God that the Holy Spirit has helped me to create a habit of spending time in prayer before I start. I plead the blood of Jesus over my hands. I stand on the truth of God's word that says, God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. I invite the Holy Spirit to teach me, to think through my mind, type through my fingers, and tell me what to write. I pray that I will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the Master, prepared for every good work. I set my mind on the words that God spoke to Joshua about the benefits of meditating on and obeying his word. I recall the deep wisdom of Proverbs that assures me that a faithful man will abound with blessings. I never know what we, Holy Spirit, and I are going to write, what verse will come alive, or what revelation I will be given. The Holy Spirit leads me to the book, chapter, and verse. Suddenly, he reveals the title. The title dictates the story that is waiting to be told. I am always surprised and fascinated at the end as I read what we have written. In the hours we spend writing, I am richly blessed by his teachings. My mind is renewed, my body is strengthened, my spirit is restored, and my heart is made pure. Yes, I am encouraged by the messages in this book, and my prayer is that you will be also. Like Jesus, my writing and teaching is not my own. It comes from Jesus, the one who sent me. Child of God, I pray that you will get understanding and be encouraged. Lord, thank you for giving me an opportunity to be used as your vessel. Jesus, may the work of my hands be pleasing in your sight and accomplish your design, will, and purpose. May these words edify, teach, and encourage every mind, heart, and spirit they touch. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Our Intercessor, Divine Intervention, Help, and Comfort. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Paul tells us the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we pray. Webster's defines intercede as cause to intervene on behalf of someone in trouble, advocate or attempt to reconcile differences. I didn't grow up experiencing people praying in tongues. As a result, I didn't know what to think when I first saw people praying in the Spirit. It made me uncomfortable. I felt inadequate and incomplete, and as I began to study God's Word on this subject, God gave me a desire for my own prayer language. At first, I found it awkward uttering incoherent sounds and had a hard time praying in tongues for more than a few minutes. Over time, I discovered praying in the Spirit led to a sense of calm and peace. I felt energized and experienced a new level of boldness and confidence in my prayers. Praying in the Spirit will take your prayer life to another level. It requires you to submit and surrender more of yourself to God, to trust him and his ways. The more I grow in my understanding of prayer and the power of prayer, the more I'm comforted to know the Holy Spirit is my personal prayer agent. I'm comforted to know he intercedes before God on my behalf. I have come to know that the Holy Spirit is my greatest asset. He is my helper, comforter, guide, teacher, advocate, defender, and intermediary. Child of God, have you surrendered your prayer life to God and allowed the Holy Spirit to pray for you? If not, I encourage you to commit today to step out in faith and allow the Holy Spirit to go before the Lord in prayer on your behalf. Lord, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to live inside me, to comfort and guide me. Holy Spirit, teach me God's thoughts and His ways. Help me to humble myself and surrender all of me to you, especially in my most intimate moments of prayer. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Speaker notes from God, only what God tells me to say. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life, therefore the things I speak just as the Father has told me. John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. I often spend 25 to 35 hours in preparation for a talk. Many of my talks are to Christian audiences who have a desire to grow stronger in their ability to integrate faith and work. Once my client has identified goals and objectives, we discuss the audience, the schedule, and logistics. I spend time in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to lead me the rest of the way. The Spirit gives me the title and the storyline or theme. Next, I go to my computer and find scripture that relates to the subject. I plant these key verses in my heart by reading them out loud multiple times. I copy these key verses and begin my outline. Generally, within 10 to 12 hours, I have finished the outline. Then I draft my presentation and prepare my handouts. Now, I am ready for the final stage. I spend the last 3 to 4 hours before my talk being still. I review my notes and go to the Lord in prayer. I pray God's grace will anoint me to do what I must do, and I ask God to use me as his vessel and pray that I will bring him glory and honor. I pray the audience will have ears to hear and that God will grant each of them understanding minds and hearing hearts. Once I step to the stage, I allow the Spirit to lead me. He tells me what to say and do. I confess that I am often amazed at the end of my message. Audiences often share this testimony, quote, "It was not at all what I expected, but exactly what I needed," unquote. I think to myself, that's not a surprise to me. I was simply God's vessel. I said what I was told to say. I wonder if they realize that I have been given personalized speaker notes from God. Lord, thank you for using me as your vessel. Holy Spirit, continue to tell me what to say in every situation, that my words may accomplish God's perfect will and divine purpose. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The Holy Spirit's prompting. The right words every time. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the magistrates and the authorities, do not be anxious beforehand how you shall reply in defense or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour and moment what you ought to say. Luke 12, verses 11 and 12. In the media world, it's common for news anchors and politicians to use a teleprompter that projects a prepared script line by line on a screen for the speaker. I'm comforted to know that as a Christian, this verse tells me that I do not have to rely on technology. I have my own prompter or the Holy Spirit to assist me. There are no cords or wires. There is no need to prepare in advance and rely on canned answers that don't quite fit the conversation. The Holy Spirit tells me in the very moment, in the real time, what to say. I now use the Holy Spirit to prompt me and speak through me in my conversations and interactions with others, clients, family, and friends. I confess that I felt uncomfortable with this gift and anointing at first. I was anxious and uncertain as to whose voice I was hearing. I came to understand that the words and the thoughts the Holy Spirit led me to speak were far more insightful, truthful, and beneficial than anything I could have come up with on my own. Often I am directed to suddenly take discussions with my clients in directions that appear to have nothing to do with our stated topic. At the end of our talk, I stand in awe of what has been spoken, prayers that have been prayed, truths revealed, breakthroughs, and destruction of generational curses and strongholds. I've learned to simply trust God and let His Spirit speak through me for His purpose, His glory, and honor. Child of God, are you struggling to find the right words to say? If so, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He will tell you what to say. Be prepared to be amazed at the results. Lord, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit into my life. Holy Spirit, teach me to hear clearly and to be obedient to your voice. Whenever I need clarity, wisdom, and discernment, direction, or correction, speak to me. Your servant is listening. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. The blind walk, take his arm. Let them alone and disregard them. They are blind guides and teachers. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a ditch. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Reading this verse, I'm reminded of my senior year in college. I became friends with two blind students. Tom was born blind, while Bill lost his sight as a child. We would sit and talk for hours about life with and without sight. We would often have lunch together. I watched as they ate their lunch without being able to see a thing. We talked as we walked to class. I watched and listened as they shared details about how they created mental roadmaps of their pathways, calculated distance along the way using sound and echolocation, identified and selected their clothes by touch based on fabric, texture, size, and shape of buttons, got dressed, learned to read Braille and study. Once we went horseback riding. I was amazed as they rode full gallop across fields and trusted the horse for safety. They often laughed and recounted times when they had missed a step, ran head first into doors and walls, or fell down and landed in a ditch. Most of all, I remember the blind walk, a training exercise in my psychotherapy class. I asked Tom and Bill if they would let me be their seeing guide and lead them around campus and finally across a busy four-lane street. They agreed. I remember how nervous I was and how hard my heart was pounding. I felt the weight of their hand on my elbow as I led them into the street, giving them verbal cues every step of the way. I felt joy and relief when we stepped onto the far sidewalk, safe and unharmed. I'll never forget the day they took my arm and trusted me with their lives. I'm thankful that I, too, have learned to trust and place my life in the hands of another. Daily, I take the arm of Jesus and trust His Spirit to lead and guide me. I know He will never leave me, forsake me, or cause me to stumble and fall into a ditch. Lord, thank you for your word of truth and light. Holy Spirit, teach, lead, guide me, and hold me close to you at all times that I may not stumble or fall. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.